Okay, Parshas Bo introduces us to a long list of mitzvahs that are given just before Kaddish Aliyah Mitzrayim. Parsha of Hachodesh Alachem itself, Kiddush Hachodesh is the first in the list, and after that you have the details of Parvei Pesach, mitzvahs of Achilas Matzah, Isser Chametz, Achilas Chametz, Bal Yiroah, many details of mitzvahs. A few of them are specific to the time of Pesach Mitzrayim, but most of them are really mitzvahs that know the Doros. And you have further on in the parasha more mitzvahs relating to Karban Pesach. At the end of the parasha, you have even more mitzvahs. You have Pidyon Bechorim, Petach Hamor. You also have Tefillin at the end of the parasha. So there's many, many mitzvahs that appear in Parshas Bo. These mitzvahs, we would refer to them as mitzvahs shelifnei hadibur. The Gemara has an expression, mitzvahs shelifnei hadibur, which means mitzvahs that came before the dibur of Aseres Hadibros of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The famous Rashi, in the beginning of Chumash, asked the question that the Torah should not have begun with Bereishis. The Torah rather should have begun with Hachodesh Alachem, and Rashi's language is, Shehi mitzvah rishona shenistavu ba Yisrael. That this was the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael were commanded. The Lashon of Rashi seems to suggest that this is a mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, the first mitzvah that they received. Even in the Ramban, you get a little bit of that sense. The Ramban comments on the Hachodesh Alachem Rosh Chodashim, says the Ramban, Two mitzvah rishona shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael al yidei Moshe. And that's why he says the Eretz Mitzrayim. Kishan mitzvah siva Torah hayu b'hasina. Ramban is emphasizing that we're going to see mitzvahs of Torah subsequently throughout Chumash. Hashem speaks to Moshe from Midbar Sinai, v'dabe Hashem Moshe lemar dabu bnei Yisrael. And here it's the Eretz Mitzrayim, but it's the first mitzvah. And yet it was before HaSinai, it was before the Dibur of Anochi. There's a famous Rambam in Perush HaMishnayis in Chulin. The Rambam says over there, it has to do with Pshat and Mishnah, where the Machok is Tanoim regarding the Yisr Gil Anoshe, whether it applies to Behemoth Tmeya, because after all, it seems that the mitzvah applied already for Yaakov Avinu, for him, at that point, there was no differentiation between Tameh and Tor, so there would have been no Egidim for Tmeya. And that's Jesus Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah near Chulin. And the Chachamim disagree and say, no, that it's only known for Tahora. The language used by the Chachamim is that the Sinai Nemar Ela Shinechta Bun Koma. It was really said by Sinai, but written in Parshat Vayishlach in connection to the story of Yaakov and the Sarosh of Esau. So the Pashup Pshat in the words of the Mishnah are that the Chachamim are saying that the Issa Gil Anoshe did not in fact apply until after Sinai, and therefore when it came into applying, it only applies to those parts of the animal that are anyway otherwise mutter, but not the Behemoth Tmeya. The Rambam has a different take on the words of the Mishnah, and he words Pshat differently, and there he establishes a very important episode. The Rambam says that when we have a mitzvah that already came before Sinai, that was given to Nevi'im prior to Sinai, like Yaakov Avinu getting Gil Anoshe, or like Avram Avinu getting the mitzvah of Bismillah, or like the mitzvah of Eved Menachai that was given to Noach, says the Rambam, we observe that mitzvah not based on the tzibui that was given to the Navi that came before Moshe Rabbeinu. Rather, we observe the mitzvah based on the Har Sinai, based on Matan Torah. And that's how it was said in the Mishnah, that really the Chacham also agreed that the Yisr Gil Anoshe did apply in the time of Yaakov Avinu, but our observance of the mitzvah is not a function of that tzibui, it's a tzibui that had to be reenacted, you could say, through Matan Torah, and once it became reenacted through Matan Torah for the basis of our tzibui, it was only going to be knowing by Behemoth Tmor, not Behemoth Tmei. But meanwhile, the Rambam has this very fascinating idea that mitzvahs that were given to us earlier in our history do not serve as the basis for our commitment to those mitzvahs. This Rambam has a lot to be delved into and developed and thought about. Just one particular angle I want to focus on is what we just began with. The mitzvahs that we find here in Parshas Bo, so many mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that are no egudotos, but ironically they were given before Sinai, but mitzvah sheni they were given ayde Moshe Rabbeinu. So does the Rambam's rule relate to mitzvahs such as Kiddush HaChodesh, Karban Pesach, Isser Achilas Chametz, Banyiroya, Matzah, Tfilin, Bechul? Should we assume that in the same way that we saw regarding mitzvahs Agira Nasha and Mila and Ev Menachai, so our commitment has to once again be relating to Matan Torah, not to what was before? The Torah had to put its stamp on what was before and say that Sivoy continues to exist and that's why you're keeping it because I'm telling you to keep doing it? Or do we say, so to over here, these mitzvahs had to be filtered through Matan Torah because that's a defining moment? Or should we say otherwise, that really the fact that they're given right now through Moshe Rabbeinu, after all, to Klal Yisrael as a nation at this juncture is itself the Machayev for us. It's just that it was given before Anochi. But it's the same Machayev of the mitzvahs of Matan Torah and on, because you might argue that this itself becomes integrated as a chilk of Matan Torah. Matan Torah, we like to think of as defined by the moment that we got to our Sinai and then we were Aseres HaDibros. But maybe the aspects of Matan Torah that are Machayevas and Mitzvahs began already before, because the process of Bechiras Yisrael already begins with Yitzias Mitzrayim. The process of Geirus that Klal Yisrael underwent, as we know, began with Mila and Mitzrayim, and then, of course, Tvila by HaSinai. So there's already a process in effect, and therefore the tzivuyim that we receive at this point are already a chel gematatot. This is an inyan that has to be thought about very carefully, and there are studim l'kana l'kan and rayas l'kana l'kan. I just want to mention, just recently, I happened to stumble on a sefer that was very fascinating to me. It was written by, his name is Yeruchim Gershon Edelstein. And he was the Zaydi, I believe, of the current, one of the current Rosh Yeshiva in Panevich, Rav Gersh Edelstein. His brother was Yaakov Edelstein. You may have heard of them. And he has a sefer called Chidushi ben Aryeh. Chidushi ben Aryeh, Chelik Beis, has a simen devoted to the gather of mitzvahs of Kodem Matan Torah. And it was a drasha that he gave for Shavuos in Tafesh Ayin Aleph, which would mean 1911, I believe. And he, in this piece, he deals with this very question. I want to just read a little bit from what he said, because it's very interesting how he connects it specifically to Kiddush HaChodesh. He talks about the difference between a mitzvah of before Matan Torah and a mitzvah of Matan Torah. And he quotes an Oneg Yantif in the Hadama, to say for Oneg Yantif, that discusses the distinction between mitzvahs b'nei Noach and mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael in terms of what he calls an Isser Chetza or an Isser Gavra, or, and put it in another way, a mitzvah that through the observance of the mitzvah you are impacting on a cosmic level. That's what he called that. There's something inherent in the mitzvah, whether it's Aseh or Lo Saseh, Al Nefesh Achayim, and all the Olamas are impacted, or it's just simply a pe'ula for itself. By Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, it is simply that. It's not something that's tied in together with all the worlds. It's just an Isser Gavra, you could say. But there's nothing more. Klal Yisrael's mitzvahs take on a whole different dimension, and their mitzvahs have to do with all the worlds being connected, and when we do something good, it's impacting positively on all kinds of different ways and levels, and chas v'shalom the opposite. And then he turns to our issue, and he says, there's no question in his mind that when we have a mitzvah that we're given through Moshe Rabbeinu, it's certainly not included in the Rambam's, formulation. Again, as I say, it's not simple. I have in the sefer that Rav Shachter, they put out on Rav Shachter, I have a mimer on this very Indian, and I bring rayas and different proofs in different directions. But I didn't see this sefer when I wrote that mimer, so this is very new. He says, the davar pashut, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not Nevi'im Shekadmuhu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu from the get-go. He's already a Navi, and he's been Sava Karis on these mitzvahs. And therefore, even the mitzvahs of Mitzrayim, Kiddush HaChodesh, mitzvahs of Pesach, did not become batel in Sinai and had to be reenacted by Sinai. And he says, why? ki mimos Moshe Rabbeinu shenitzdava mehakadosh baruch hu letzavos v'Yisrael toro mitzvos yatsu Yisrael mechlal b'nei Noach v'nivcharu ha'am segula lachu aleihem shem kedushas b'nei Yisrael. So from the time that now they're about to leave Mitzrayim, this is just before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they're already taking on a certain quality of Klal Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael. The Gam HaMitzvah Se'elu, he says, Hu Bechlal Moshe Kibo Torah Misinai. Ki Elu HaMitzvahs Haya HaShchola Ba'achana L'Kabolas HaTorah Misinai. And therefore he continues and says, based on this, L'thima Shabi'arnu Achiluk Ben HaMitzvahs Shenitztavu HaNadiyam HaRishonu U'Ben HaMitzvahs Niyom Matan Torah, that the mitzvahs of Kodem Matan Torah lo hayu mishrashim umiyusadim umukusharim in olamos elyonim. The mitzvahs of Matan Torah were not rooted and based and connected to all the upper worlds. Rak b'derech iser gavra. However, mizman Matan Torah hishrish HaKadosh Baruch Hu haTorah v'hamitzvahs im olamos elyonim. From Matan Torah, Hashem put into the mitzvahs a certain inherent force and power. The heinous talim became a mitzvah. The worlds themselves are impacted, but the nivgamim, the avram chaviva mitzvahs, and those worlds are tainted when we violate mitzvahs. He says that chidush, the mitzvahs took on a new level of how the observance and the violations impact cosmically. That came about now, not at Matan Torah, not at Anochi, but at Hachodesh Elohim. At the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah, the first mitzvah that Christ said was mitzvah, that's what came into being. And he says, why was Kiddush HaChodesh the first mitzvah? Unbelievable idea. He says, Kiddush HaChodesh is the first mitzvah because what Kiddush HaChodesh represents is that very yesod, that we, Klal Yisrael, are shutfin in Ma'aseh Bereishis. We have the power to impact the teva of the world. We are mekadosh HaChodesh. We create the realities of when days become what they are. We create the sanctity of Rosh Chodesh, and based on that, the sanctity of the Moadim. Ad kidei kach, the famous Yerushalmi, that if a situation of an issue which has to do with a woman's cycle in terms of when her b'suleh ha'chozim or not. So the halacha is pachas migimushan in the b'suleh ha'chozim, and after 3 years it's not, and that could be a function of whether Beis Din ends up being ma'abed hashana, not being ma'abed hashana. In other words, the very nature of humanity and things that you think are totally unrelated to religion are a function of Klal Yisrael, a function of when the year is up and when the year begins. If Beis Din ends up being ma'abed hachodesh, then it turns out she's not 3 years old, and then the Messias will be what it is based on what would be under three, and vice versa. All of that is Kedushas B'nai Yisrael, that through the mitzvahs that we fulfill, we are impacting on the Teva Habriya, and that comes about from Moshe Rabbeinu at this juncture in time, who is given the mitzvah. Hashem is commanding him to tell Klal Yisrael Kiddush HaChodesh and everything that follows. An amazing Maran Malkum that I literally just stumbled on a few days ago. I thought it was fascinating because it's something which is an idea that's very profound. And the idea that HaChodesh Elohim per se is the symbol of this new transformation in mitzvahs, which from now on mitzvahs take on this level of impacting on a cosmic level, that happens right now. And for the Rambam's klal was not meant to exclude mitzvahs like this, only those mitzvahs that came before Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu coming on the scene, being the one to communicate mitzvahs even before Matan Torah, already has in it some of the qualities of Matan Torah. This is already a chelk of Matan Torah itself. I will say, I wish you have a wonderful Shabbos, and to be continued after the studio next week. Okay, go ahead.